Hi everyone, this is your host, Sam, and you're listening to Wiccan Witch of the South.
Hi everyone, welcome back. Today we have a very special episode. I am joined by all the lovely ladies at Hippie Butterfly and Practical Magic. So we're going to start with introductions. Everyone go around the room and introduce yourselves.
Okay, I'm Julie McMahon and I am the owner of Practical Magic.
I'm Hannah. I'm just the friend.
Hannah is the one from Pastor's Kid to Pagan. I did tease that she was going to be in this episode, so that's who that is.
And I am Lisa. I own the Hippie Butterfly.
And I'm Carolyn Marie with Angelic Light Energies.
All right, welcome everybody. I'm so glad to have you all here. This is going to be a really fun episode. I can already tell. We've literally been giggling for the past 10 minutes trying to start the episode. So
viewer discretion is advised.
Yes. Yes, there's a lot of estrogen in this room right now. All the male spirits in this cabin have already left. So it's just ladies and kids at this point.
Poor kids.
I know. Yeah, poor kids. So today we're going to talk about a couple different things. We're going to go over our Yule traditions, each and every one of us, because we're all so different. And I think that is what makes this podcast unique, is that we all have different perspectives. And that's kind of what I want to bring to everyone that listens to the podcast, because I know for me growing up, there was a very specific way that we celebrated Christmas. And so when I would learn about other people's traditions, I would be like, oh, like you guys do different things than what we do, like, what, that's crazy. And then like learning about other religions, and then it was like, you guys believe in different things, like, that's crazy. So I think it helps people to learn about different traditions and perspectives, and then you don't feel so alone with the fact that you have like maybe something that's different from what everybody else does. So we'll talk about that. And then the ladies also did an investigation of the log cabin here at Hippie Butterfly. And so we'll talk about what they found. I believe you guys said that the EVP recordings are not going to come in until tomorrow.
The 20th. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we're recording this on the 12th.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be on the 20th. So when this episode comes out, they'll get the results.
So then we can do another episode on that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be the New Year's episode. And so then we'll also, me and Hannah had our own spooky experience, and we'll talk about that as well. So I guess we'll go ahead and get started on Yule traditions. So yeah, for me personally, I'm kind of new to the paganism scene. So I've only been in this for about how long, Hannah? About a couple years now. I think this will be my three years.
3 years.
3 years for you, but I was a year
four
late.
4 years for me.
4 years for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I was a late bloomer, but maybe I'm not.
No, it's just it took you a while to fully accept that you
listen acceptance even now is a struggle, so but no, I being said I am kind of new on this the paganism scene. And so I believe last year we did a Yule log burning, like me and my family, which I was very sneaky about. I'm like, oh yeah, we just burn bay leaves and it's for good luck. And you just write what you want to happen in the year and then it's good luck. Don't question it. And for some reason, they participated. Like, I don't know if it was because my dad was just excited to burn something or I get my arsonism from somewhere, I'm sure. But we did that, and then, you know, this year, being that I'm away from my my family, I decorated a Christmas tree. I'm going to get my Yule log and decorate that and kind of have it in the centerpiece on my altar. I decorated my altar, which was fun. I don't really do a lot for the holidays. I'm a bad Wiccan. I don't really do a lot in terms of, like, decoration or celebration. I love to cook, so I'm definitely doing that. I'll be cooking a lot. But that's pretty much all I do.
Well, see, the thing is, though, when it comes to basically any holiday traditions, it all basically wraps up to the same. You know, a lot of people, you know, whether it's Christmas or Yule, people have the tree, you know, people have the friends and family gathering. It's all pretty much the same, just everybody has their own little unique twist to it.
Right, yeah.
So there's really no right or wrong way. It doesn't make you a bad pagan or Wiccan if
right.
you're not, you know, doing all of what you're supposed to be. Like, I don't do the Yule log, but then again, you know, I've always lived in apartments before, so, you know, I never really could burn Yule logs and
stuff. That's going to be me this year. I'm going to have to find some. We'll just burn it out there.
Hey, we do have a fire pit up front in front of the cabin. Yeah. So,
y'all did that last year. You did the Yule logs in front of the
We did a fire for Samhain.
Okay.
When we had the Halloween party, we had the fire going on out there. Okay. That's when we did the witches' New Year's
That's right.
Papers,
yeah.
We did the papers. Yeah. So, but with my family, like, it's seems like Christmas in my house. Like, you know, my husband, like, we call it Yule, but, you know, like,
it's basically the same
thing. When I'm in front of my parents, it was always, yeah, we're doing Christmas. And I'm like, man, happy Yule, you know? I mean, really. But I mean, if you look at my Christmas tree, like, yeah, I do a lot of like natural, fibers and stuff. Like, I have like the pine cones and like the, I have like wooden, pentacles and stuff on my tree and stuff. My family always thought, oh, it's just a Christmas star. No, it's actually a vinegar. Thank you. So I mean, what they, you know, a little white lie can help, you know, make it all equal, you know, just say whatever to make them happy. So you can have a happy Yule.
I totally relate to that. I have a gnome as my Christmas tree topper.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's real cute. I got him at Walmart. Walmart has great Christmas decorations, guys. If you want, like, like, natural feel to stuff, they've got all the gnomes and the...
Gnomes are actually in this year.
They are.
Max has so many gnomes.
So many gnomes.
I'm so tired of seeing gnomes.
You would not like my Christmas tree, then.
My husband hates gnomes.
I love them.
Well, see, my husband's Hawaiian and Irish. So between evil leprechauns and menahunes, you know.
Yeah.
Little things. Yeah. He's like, nope, not in my house. Nope. So, yeah.
Well, he's too scared.
He's chicken, but, you know.
Yeah.
I do have gnomes everywhere outside my house, though.
So that's all right. There you go. Just put them outside.
So what do you do, Hannah?
We decorate the Christmas tree. We put the angel topper on my family. It used to be a white angel, but now we've decided to go with more of a historically correct one, and it's black.
Cool.
And I love it. We always have the Christmas tree. You know how a lot of people like to find the pickle? Like, it's a German tradition?
Yes.
Yes.
So we don't do that.
We have the pickle. We don't do it either.
We find the nail that, you know, nailed Jesus to the
What?
That's great.
That's a new one. That's a new one. Okay.
Find the nail in Jesus's hands, kids. Like, they said
that sounds like a Christian.
That's interesting
tradition right there.
See, and they say we're weird.
Like, we hang up the mistletoe. We don't have mistletoe. We have a little stuffed frog.
So does my brother.
It's a mistletoe. Me personally, with my Yule, is I decorate the altar. Usually last year I did a little spell to sweeten up a relationship. I gotta do that again.
The last year's work.
It worked,
but I'm not trying to see if it doesn't work afterwards.
Yeah. You put an expiration date on it.
Yeah,
this one's not gonna have an expiration date.
Note to self, kids, do not put expiration dates on your spells if you want them to continue on past a certain point.
Really don't. And that's about it. I usually do a year reading to see my forecast for the year.
Yeah. I do mine on Samhain, typically. I did mine on Samhain.
I
was like,
Samhain, so I have to do it on Yule.
Yeah.
Like, I have to do it at some point.
Yeah.
And then I'll forget, and I'll be like, why am I going through this? Oh, yeah.
There's always Beltane, you know. There's
other holidays, yeah. You can find another one.
I'll find another one. One of these holidays will do it.
So what do you do, Lisa?
We decorate a snowman Christmas tree.
Oh.
We have.
It's cute.
It is. My grandchildren are the world to me. So we're into Santa Claus and we're into the snowman. And my husband says it's not Christmas unless it's colorful. It's got to be colorful. He's got to light the fireplace, put a log in. He loves baking pumpkin pies, pecan pies. Mm-hmm. So he does a lot of baking on the holidays.
It's the North Pole at her house.
For me, it's a celebration of family.
Yeah.
It's a celebration of getting together and no drama. And also it's my time for manifesting.
Yeah.
For the things I want for the next year and the things I want to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and So far, you know, this shop has always been a dream. So for the past 10 years, I've been manifesting every single Christmas. I want my own shop. I want my own shop. And Julie can tell you, every year I would tell her that. I want my own shop. And so Christmas is a magical time for me. Very magical.
Yeah. Now we're manifesting to keep it open. So shop local.
Yeah.
Yes. Come to the hippie.
So Carolyn, what do you do for Yule / Christmas?
Well, let's see. My family, we've Hanukkah. Always yeah. been into baking. We bake. And bake and bake and bake. Mm. My dad was Slovenian, and he was very proud of his heritage. So Slovenian petita, apple strudel. We stretched the dough and everything.
That's right. You never brought us any strudel.
No, I didn't. And I didn't bring any petita either.
I'm going to cry now.
I know. I'm sorry.
We didn't get the meatballs either.
She teased us with these pictures, okay? And so for weeks, we're like, ooh, we're going to get some strudel. Uh-huh. She comes back, no strudel.
They're texting, like, Carolyn, why aren't you answering? Finally, my sister took a picture. I said, would you just let them know I'm stretching strudel dough?
So we're like, ooh, where's ours?
Yeah. I love that. There was a little German restaurant down where I used to live that we used to get like the good like
yes.
German mm-hmm. strudel. Oh, you're making me crave it
right now. Right out of the oven.
Chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm. It is so the good. Rum in it. Yeah. And then so as far as
strudel.
Decorating, I don't really. I'm not.
Your house isn't like covered in angels?
No.
No, that's all year round.
No, okay. Now, if you come to my house, Santa threw up at my house.
Okay. She Lisa literally takes all of her pictures down and puts Santa pictures up.
I love that.
Over the place.
I love that.
It's like she next to her door, she's got like these cabinets that normally filled with like witchy and fairy figurines.
Oh, yeah.
She takes them all out and it's full of Santas and snowmen. And I'm just like, what the heck? I'm like, is this a house? Or are you selling Christmas decor? But I love it. Her house is very homey, especially in Christmas
Santa
time.
Threw up at my house. He does it every year.
Yeah, that's cool.
And he does a good job. I mean,
is he wrong. Like is he like the vintage Santas or like what kind of Santa do you prefer?
Hopefully, it's not after.
It's like all
I like all Santas.
It's like all of the above.
All of the above.
I select Santas and snowmen.
But she makes it work. That's the weird part. Like, if I did that at my house, it would not look that great. Like,
it'd be like, Julie, are you okay?
Like, above my fire mantle, I collect nutcrackers. Every year, I get me a new nutcracker. So,
yeah.
This year, I got me a pirate nutcracker, so I'm happy about that.
But usually, collect snow globes, Dad collects snowmen, and Mom collects nativity scenes. So, all of our collections just come out. Yeah. And they're all in one spot. Yeah, we don't
And you make it work,
out.
Right?
It
looks
spot.
Pretty, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks pretty to us, but we don't spread it out. So, like, my snow globes are all in one spot. His snowmen are all in one spot.
No.
My mom's nativity scenes are all in one spot.
I have to have a shelf for everything.
There's, like, 30 baby Jesuses on one table.
It's great.
The multi-ethnic Jesus.
What?
Actually, true. We have a lot of different versions.
Yeah. She said that her mom collects nativity scenes.
Oh,
so I was like, yeah, it's going to be like 30 baby Jesuses on one table,
scene.
You know?
Her new nativity scene looks like fine china, like with the blue accents.
Oh, that's cool.
And she cried about it because she's been wanting it for years. And,
aww. So, yeah.
And then I got a TV for my early Christmas present. I was like, ha-ha, I won.
You win at life.
You chose it. TV over baby Jesus?
Yes.
How dare you?
Yeah. Did you not hear her episode? She went from pastor's kid to pagan.
Hey. We forgot.
You're not supposed to say it out loud.
Yes.
This is the church of the broom closet. We're all
remember
yes.
that.
The door's closed.
Yeah. We're broadcasting live here.
Well, cool. Yeah, no, I mean, going off of what Lisa said, we also do a lot of manifesting and stuff on Christmas because for like with our Yule log, we were burning like bay leaves and writing what we wanted for the year. I can't remember what I said. I don't think I got it, though. So that's fine. I'll just have to rewrite it. Have another bay leaf. Just put an extra one in there. Like, can you also fulfill this wish too?
I think you wrote that you wanted to move out. So
did I? Oh, yeah, I did. I think I
and
did,
then
yeah.
And you moved out.
And look, you
out.
Manifested.
Yay!
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 Sam.
Manifestation. Yay. Listen to the last episode.
Yay!
To learn how. well, that's cool. So, moving on to our next topic. Let's talk about the investigation that you guys did recently. So who wants to go first? Well, okay, so who participated? Well, who participated in the...
Everybody points to me. I did.
Yeah. You did. So it was just you, Julie?
Yes.
Okay.
It was just me. And well, we had Josh, Brandy, and Dave. I forgot Josh's...
Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin and Kat. That's right. Mm-hmm. They were all out here. I forgot their business name, though. But so they do a lot of paranormal investigation, like, all over Alabama and Tennessee and stuff. And so they came out, and they had, like, all the cool gizmos and gadgets. It was really cool. And
spirit
so...
Spirit song.
I don't remember.
Oh, we're talking about
Box? Yeah, his business name.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they did have a spirit box, and they had a REM pod and a ton of like voice recorders and Kinect cameras and stuff. And it was pretty cool. And they also did an investigation over at Lisa's house too. So they're going to be revealing that as well on the 20th. We're doing a little Christmas party, and so they're coming out to do the reveal at the party.
Yeah,
so
that's a fun Christmas party.
So instead of a gender reveal party, it's going to be an investigation reveal party.
Be interesting.
It's a ghost reveal party.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and I don't know how I feel about that, you know, revealing everything that happened at Lisa's house while I'm sitting in Lisa's house. I don't know how I'm going to feel about that, but okay.
Dash out the door, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to be sitting next to the door.
He's going to be introducing a few new friends that hang out, you know.
I don't want to know what's in Jessica's closet, but okay.
Yeah, because her daughter's better.
She got some portals in there, man. I don't want it.
Her daughter's better. You walk in there and you get that high-pitched headache. It's really,
and she sleeps in there.
Nobody should be in there.
How she does that, I have no idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
No.
I don't like the vibes in that room, and I've cleansed it so many damn times.
That room should just be a storage area or something. No, seriously, it should be. Connor and Jessica should not be in there.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
But so with the investigation at the cabin, it was pretty interesting. So like we have a so it was like right after Halloween and everything, and we started decorating for Christmas. And so we have a Santa Claus that dances, like he pushes his hand and he sings Jingle Bells and he like twerks.
Swear if that starts playing,
I will laugh my ass off. Y'all can start hearing Jingle Bells, I'm out the door.
Wait,
I gotta find the key because we locked the door. So it the spirit box said Santa. And we were like, what? Where the hell is it getting Santa Claus? And I was like, wait, there's a Santa on the showcase. And I was like, is this what you're talking about? And it said, yes. And so we pressed play on it. And so it plays Jingle Bells. So every time it said, hey, the spirit box went, hey. And then at the end of the song, after it finishes singing Jingle Bells, it says Merry Christmas. And the spirit box goes, Happy New Year. And we were just like, what the hell?
So what kind of spirit box was it? Was it like the ones that cycle through radio frequencies?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they had
that makes it even worse.
Then Dave created like some type of like amplifier with a bigger speaker. I mean, he like it was a huge gadget that was like blinking. Like I was like it looks like some like Ghostbusters type thing. I was like, what the hell is that?
That's awesome.
So it was pretty cool. And so but yeah, like it apparently it likes Santa Claus and it loves Jingle Bells. So we're like, okay. And then so with Josh is one of our regulars, you know, he's a customer of ours, and he always, he also has a business where he does paranormal investigations, and then he also does home cleansings. Mm-hmm. And so with the, so whenever customers come in saying that they need a home cleansing or something, we always tell them that, you know, you need to see Josh, call Josh. Josh is awesome. He's good at clearing things out. Well, during the investigation, everybody was getting activity. But Josh, none of the spirits wanted to talk to Josh.
Poor Josh.
Because they were like, oh, this is the Josh. We're not talking to him.
Aww.
And so every time he'd leave a room, one of the gadgets would go off because he's left the room. Like, okay, it's cool. He's gone now. So Josh,
that's so sad.
Josh is in here like trying to like bribe them. He's sitting there talking to John. We have a spirit in here named John. And so he went outside. He's like, well, come on, John, we'll go outside and talk about this. And he laid a cigarette out for him to smoke with him. And he was like, I'm going to have to come out here and bring you some whiskey. And apparently we got some EVPs from that. So apparently John liked it when smoking a cigarette and stuff. So that was pretty cool. So Josh had to sit there and bribe the ghost to talk to him. And then, so the room we're in now is Carolyn's room. And a lot of little kids love this room, and so a lot of spirit little kids, and so they love hiding underneath the staircase. And so Josh went under there.
Lisa
just got the chills.
Yeah.
And so if you look behind Carolyn, there's a whole wall full of pendulums hanging there. That's her backstock on the pendulums that we sell in here.
Yeah.
And all of them started moving, going in a circle, all in sequence.
Oh, wow.
They were all going the same way. Now, if you touch them, they're all going different ways. These were just rotating all the same way. It was crazy.
Which means it was activity. Because with our story that we're going to talk about later, I have a very similar instance that happened. And that it was angelic, not spirits, but it, something crazy happened also with my pendulum. And she saw it on camera. So, like, I have a witness. Hannah's like, I believe now. If I didn't believe before, I do now.
From skeptic to believer.
These are our stories. Yes. I actually love it when that happens. Mm-hmm. I get people all the time. You know, I'll tell them about activity at my house. And they're like, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. Okay, spend 1 week at my house.
No, thank
you. And then you will never, ever say you don't believe again. And my mom, she never really believed. She stayed at my house. She lived in my house. She believes now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then, I mean, like, even before the investigation, like, even after the investigation, we're still getting paranormal activity. Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, once you acknowledge it, that's when it, like, it starts happening more frequently because they're like, oh, you want to talk? Cool.
I got tapped in my head at the register yesterday. Never happened before.
Somebody never happened before.
I told Julie, I says, y'all came in here and pissed him off is what you did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. They stirred it up.
John?
Whoever tapped my head.
Pissed off John? Pissed off John?
No, it's probably Lisa. Lisa's got a mouth on her, so they probably like, no, Lisa, shut up. I love you, Lisa.
Julie got poked today.
Yep, I got poked in the back. And then
one of our employees got poked in the back.
Yep, she got poked.
Too.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, before that, like, Lisa was across the room, and she saw my hair bun go up. Like, somebody just, like, bopped my hair.
That's funny.
And I was like, what the hell? And I look behind me, and she's up the stairs. I'm like, did you just do that? She goes, no, your hair just levitated real quick.
I watched it.
Oh, that's hilarious. I could see, like, a little kid being, like, pulling on your ponytail or, like, smacking you in the back of the head. Think it's funny. Like, run off giggling.
Yeah. I can't reach her. She's too tall.
Shit, they can jump. That's why I didn't go very high. I was just like, huh.
Heck, man, look at our kids used to climb up on the counters. And
that's a three-pointer right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm only 6 foot tall. Leave me alone. I'll leave good shade. Leave me alone. Shorty. I'm like their human ladder, though. That's why they keep me around.
Yes, so I am
like, Julie, can you reach
impaired.
This?
That's what we are. We're height impaired.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Height challenged.
Yeah.
Made me feel good about myself. I appreciate that.
If I was one shorter, I would be considered disabled for how short I am.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, I found that out.
Really?
My daughter, too. She was half inch from being deemed a midget.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm a whole inch from a midget.
Well, as you shrink and you get older, you shrink.
Yeah, that's true.
Was it osteoporosis?
I'll be shorter than my granny, who was the shortest in our family, and she was my height.
Wow.
So she was 5 foot after she shrunk. I'm going to be...
You're going to be real tiny. You are going to be a fairy.
Yeah, see, yes. Hannah reminds me of a fairy. Like, she's got, like, the essence of a fairy.
Yeah.
So it's
I love her hair.
And now she's got pink hair. I love it.
Yeah. When you look at it,
Look at her, she's just like, not really.
But just put some little wings on there.
Listen, you could be, like, a pixie or something.
Uh-huh.
I feel like. Those are mischievous.
You know?
She is mischievous.
Yeah.
That ring did burn me, so...
It,
who knows?
It did, the hematite ring burned her. I don't know if we told you
really?
That.
Wow.
Yeah, I stopped wearing it because I had a burn ring, like, right.
My finger swelled up when I wore mine.
So what does that mean?
You're allergic to hematite.
Thank you.
So well, it is iron, so.
Yeah. We can make her an elf and put her elf on a shelf.
We can put Hannah on a shelf.
Yes. Don't put me on a shelf.
We'll do a low shelf. We have to
low
do something
shelf.
That rhymes, though. We'll put you on a banana. Hannah on a banana.
Hannah banana.
That doesn't sound right. Sorry.
I was really thinking, like, if my boyfriend was here, he would
ruin it. She was like, I got you. I got you. I'll stand in.
My bad.
So, was there anything else that happened other than, like, John smoking a cig and...
Oh, gosh. Like, I'm looking forward to... Okay, so, because I'm normally here every day now, they had me stay in the back staircase by myself and with all the power off and everything, and everybody went outside, so I'm sitting there with the EVP machine and the... they had the spirit box, and then they also had the REM pod, which is a little device that lights up when you touch the antenna or, like, any energy goes near it. And so...
Have you seen the ones that they do with the stuffed animals for the kids?
Yes. Those are freaking expensive. I almost got one. But I think
Dave says you could attach it to a bear, you know? And
that's true,
like,
too. That is true, too. Hey, cheat. There you go. But so I was in the staircase, and, like, if you look up, like, you can see the upstairs, like, from the banister. And I could have sworn, like, I kept feeling like somebody was, like, standing over, like, looking down at me. And I was just like, it doesn't feel negative. So I'm just going to, I'm like, hey, what's up? How you doing? You know, like, you want to come down here and talk? And so that was on Dave's equipment. So Dave's going to have to go through all that recordings and stuff. So,
yeah,
we'll see how that goes. I'm a little,
that'll be
I kind of don't want to know what was said when I was in here by myself. But, okay, at least it's over now. So
Well, it could be nothing.
That's true too. So
I find that they kind of realize when you're scared and they don't want to freak you out. Like
I wasn't scared. I was just like, you know, okay. I really don't know what to say. So I'm just in there. I'm like, so what do you guys think of Lisa?
Uh-oh.
What do you guys think of Carolyn?
Yeah.
What do you guys think of Wanda? Like I was going through the list. I'm like, I don't know if we should know these answers.
That will be interesting.
Because Lisa's eyes are bugging out of her head.
Yeah.
Oh gosh,
she's like, we love Lisa, Carolyn.
Could you imagine? We'll be like, okay, well, everybody just heard this one.
And then she had the nerve to stay here all night after that. She spent the night.
It was so cold, girl. It was my own fault.
We have no central air or central heat here. So she
it's a 200-year-old building.
A blow-up mattress with, it looked like only one blanket or something.
Yeah, you had your Golden Girls blanket on.
I did have my Golden Girls blanket. I had to have my girls with me. And so it was really, really cold, and it was really, really late, and I was super, super tired and super, super cold. So I just figured, okay, I'll just get under the blanket, and I'll be fine. It was so cold in here, you could see your breath. It was so freaking cold.
Oh my God.
I've actually stayed in a cabin before, a lot like this.
Mm-hmm.
It was my, God bless her late grandmother's idea.
Oh,
I never wanted to stay in a cabin again.
I was
12 years old, never went back.
It was so cold. And so Lisa's sitting there watching on the security cameras, watching me sleep, creeper. And
I was making sure she was okay.
Exactly.
And then I had to take a screenshot of her.
And then she puts it on Facebook. Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Julie's sleeping.
Yep.
Heater. We have these big.
Yo, though, it's actually a decent picture of me sleeping because normally it's like my mouth is wide open and like I got a leg up in the air and I'm like on like these weird contortions.
You weren't comfortable enough.
Yeah.
Look
nice and peaceful.
Yeah.
And in reality, I was like rolled up like so freaking cold. So
that was nice about it.
I think Hannah says we have a visitor.
We have a visitor in here.
Yeah.
Here. Okay.
Yeah. So that's cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. I don't know about y'all, but like my head has been hurting the whole time that we've been talking about this.
Yeah, my head started to hurt and I had trills down my back. I was like, okay. And then I just went, boop. And I was like, yes.
We're going to keep talking about it because none of y'all wanted to keep me warm. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No one cuddled with Julie.
Seriously.
Yeah. She's freezing.
I just wanted to cuddle. Probably why I was so cold, though, you know? Like, they're probably like, we're trying!
They're probably around you making you colder.
They were probably laughing at you because you were using a little bitty space heater, and there's big ones all over the cabin.
I was so tired and so cold. I'm like, I ain't getting up. I thought maybe my body warmth could fix it. Nope.
Yeah. So did you see or hear anything while you were here?
So this is the thing. Okay, so they had one of those machines where, like, it's supposed to, like, put more energy into the air.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, like, was it positive or negative ions in the air and stuff? Yeah. And so they're doing this thing. And it's like, it's a high pitched thing, you know? And like, you could like when you're standing in here and they got it on, like you kind of start feeling like you're on a boat.
Yeah.
It was really, really creepy. And so finally they finished that up and they're like, okay, let's do some more. And then they look at the clock and they're like, oh, it's 2:30. Well, let's just wrap this up. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Y'all going to charge this place and then leave? Really? Well, they did. So I went through the security cameras while I was sleeping, and you just see orbs just flying all over me. And I was just like, okay, well, y'all really sucked at trying to keep me warm, but okay. So, I mean, it didn't feel anything negative. It didn't feel like I didn't hear anything.
I
was so tired, though. I was out.
Yeah.
Like, because I worked all day that day before. I mean, I was just like, the minute my head hit that pillow, I was just out. So
the security cameras capture a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Our security cameras have the night vision, so it's pretty.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a lot of videos on that, so
it's
pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to go through them and edit them and, like, to trim them and post them on Facebook.
What's the craziest thing that y'all have seen on the security cameras?
The woman's face.
What? I'm sorry.
Pardon?
There was a woman's face in front of the register. And then she had the idea of putting a ball in the register area on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
We captured, the motion detector went off, took a picture. And what we saw in the picture was like a child reaching out for that ball. And you could see the legs, you could see the arms like mm-hmm. this. When you first look at the picture, though, it looks like one orb.
Yeah.
But when you bring in the picture
and see it closer,
you can see an actual
figure.
Yeah.
In it. And it was like, it's sad knowing there's a child trapped here. It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to move her or him on.
Yeah.
And the people that had the cabin before us said they saw a little girl in the cabin here.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Well, I know for me personally, there's, I've had one interaction with a child spirit that was downtown in like a vintage antique shop. And so there was a tricycle and I just kind of, this was before I was spiritual. So I was joking around with my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, oh yeah, there's like a little girl spirit or whatever attached to that tricycle. It was like up on the third floor of that antique shop downtown. And so we went and did the ghost tours that they do downtown. And they were walking through. And so we came to the vintage antique shop. And so he said, well, there's one spirit down there that's he likes to play with the light switches. He's at the elevator, the old elevator that's in the building. And so if you say his name, he'll like flick the light switches on and off because he loves when people say it says his name. And then he goes, and then there's another spirit on the third floor that's that of a little girl. And I about lost it because I was like, there is no way that that I was able to pick up on that. And then they just start, you know, and then like, I mean, he saw the guy that was doing the tour saw me freaking out. And he's like, are you okay, ma'am? I'm like, no, I knew that there was a little girl up there. I just felt it. And so then it was just after that, I had a lot of experiences on that ghost walk.
She had her awakening.
I did. It probably was the first awakening that I had. And then I said, no more, no spirits. No, thank you. I have a very hard.
Well, yeah, that's a way to scare yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my awakening was a demon at my doorstep. So I was like, oh, hi. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, she's got a lot of activity in her house.
I'm not sleeping over.
It's over 50 years old.
Yeah, it's rough.
So am I.
Does that mean you're going to go haunt her?
Yeah. Carolyn's going to be on your porch tonight.
That's right.
Lock the door.
Well, because the one that we banished to Montesano.
That was a gargoyle looking thing.
Yeah. It looked like an angel, but it wasn't. So we think it was a fallen angel. Because it had like the wings and everything.
I distinctly, like with my angels, I don't even see their wings, but I distinctively remember the one time I actually saw him or them. I don't know. I was like,
we don't discriminate.
We don't discriminate. You appear demon. I like looked like right over my shoulder and I just see like gray feathers and then just fear. Hmm. And then I never go outside at night anymore to this day. I've been traumatized.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good luck driving home tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I run into the house every time I, like, have a night shift.
Well, no, it's banished, man. I banished it.
I know.
But Sam's like, I got you. I took care of it.
It's on Montesano. Well, it was on
Archangel
your doorstep
Michael.
First.
Yeah.
It was on your doorstep. Then it went to Montesano.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it came to my back door. The first time I had been home alone in, like, 7 years. And when I was still at my parents' house. And it came to the back door. And the only reason it couldn't get in was I had warded everything. And so it literally, I was going to get something for my dog and walk by the back door and instant headache, instant nausea, just sick to my stomach. And I'm like, nope, we're not doing this. And I'm going, Michael, we need you. Like,
yeah.
Got it, banished it to the edge of the property. So.
Oh, wow.
You know, we deal with some fun things.
Oh, we deal with
a lot. Oh, yeah, Lisa has a lot of fun stuff at her house, too.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to find out what, though.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to know.
Josh said that when he does the reveal, it's going to blow my mind. He caught things that were going to blow my mind. He said, you live there.
Which is really hard to blow your mind.
Yeah,
how much you've experienced.
I don't like
yourself.
That. I would not like that. No. Like, can you not blow my mind, please?
But he actually pulled names that are in the history books on Civil War soldiers. Mm-hmm. He caught EVPs, names of actual soldiers that had died on that property.
Wow. That's crazy. There's a friend of mine who used to live in downtown Athens, in one of the historical district homes, that she said there was a Civil War soldier that would stand in the corner and he was pissed. She said that was one of the spirits that she did not like talking to because he was just angry.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah.
You die and you're stuck there. It's like, that sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does suck.
Especially if you die somewhere you don't like. Like, every time when I was manager of the flea market, I was like, please don't let me die here because I do not want to haunt the freaking flea market. Like, this would suck.
Well, from my understanding, it doesn't really matter, like, where you die at. That doesn't necessarily have to be where you haunt. Because there are two Civil War soldiers that protect this old woman's home. Like, they stand post out there, and they apparently love ladies. They like to poke and prod at the ladies that
walk by. That's the way John is here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
John loves the ladies.
And he does not like guys coming in here.
You know, though, that's probably why Connor likes women so much. Your grandson?
Yeah.
Ever since that boy could hold his head up, any girl walked in here, he was oogling like, ooh, I bet you John taught him that.
I bet you did.
John's probably like, hey, look at that butt. Yeah.
It was funny watching Connor just eye him up and down.
He would. Just a couple months old, and he's just like, how are you doing? Like, what the hell?
Sometimes it starts young. This baby I used to babysit, like, the moment I walked in, it was hi. Yeah. Big smiles. Like, he would be throwing a fit, and then I walked in, and he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm your babysitter. You're not even one.
Connor likes boobs, too.
Well, he punched me in the boob.
He loved her boobs.
He loves Carolyn's boobs. He doesn't like my boobs. And so she passed him on to me. So I'm holding him. And he's going to touch my boob. And he's like, he has this like confused look on his face. Looked up at me. Looked back down at my boob. And then punched my boob. And I was like,
he was 2 months old.
Oh, 2 months old. I was like, dude. I'm like, hey, once you see one boob, they're all great, okay?
Apparently not.
Apparently not to him. I'm like, okay, dude, whatever.
Not according to
Kurt and Julie's feelings. Yeah. Don't worry, y'all, though. I already told him. I was like, look, you're going to be a man. You're going to learn how to be a gentleman, okay? And Julie's going to slot that in. I got you. No oogling women without permission.
That's right.
Yeah.
Consent.
Oh, yeah. How the hell did we get that?
That went a little off track.
Yeah. Welcome to the cabin.
So, were you there? Were you present for the investigation that they did at your house?
Yes.
So, were there any, like, anything that stood out to you?
Okay, the one thing that happened to me that I will never forget. I'd always felt a presence on my front porch. Hmm. Okay,
what
so
is it
I
with
don't
porches?
Sit... I don't know.
They're nice.
Yeah. We'll have to look into
it. I won't sit out there at night much at all because I see things, I hear things. I don't like the night at my property.
Yeah.
So... Yeah.
Same person.
So when Josh and them showed up, they were doing an interview with me and asking me, you know, what kind of activity and all that. I told him, I said, I always feel a presence right in this area. Mm-hmm. And it was next to me. Well, got done with the interview. They turned on the SLS camera, turned the camera around. There was a stick figure right where I was pointing at. And then jumped off the rail onto the chair where I was, the chair next to where I was sitting at. And I said, told you. Yeah. But that was the one incident. After that, I really didn't investigate with them. Mm. He told me that it would be better if I didn't for my own safety.
Yeah, that's fair. Because they're used to you.
Yeah, he didn't know what they would stir up or what would come up. And especially when they went outside onto the property. And
well, she's also had a lot of, like, positive and negative on her property. So, for safety.
I've got the Native Americans on my property. We know that. We know we've got Chinese on the property. We've got the Civil War soldiers. Mm-hmm. I had an old farmer that used to be, you know.
Yeah.
Property actually used to be a battlefield.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was about to ask, what was the historical events that you were talking about that
was it the Sulphur Creek?
Okay, the Indians owned the land. There was two tribes that owned that land. Mm. When the Civil War broke out, the soldiers came through. mm-hmm. and kicked all the Native Americans off. Now, not only did they kick them off, the ones who wouldn't leave voluntarily, unfortunately, they got slaughtered. Yeah. And they got, and others got sent from to the Trail of Tears. The battle happened. 200 Yankee soldiers were massacred as they were coming through because the Confederates were like, okay, we know you're coming. We're going to get your asses now.
Mm-hmm.
And they hid. When the Yankee soldiers came through, wiped out 200 of them. They were mass buried 200 yards from my house. The animals ended up digging them up. When I sit in a certain room in my house, when we first built the house, I saw two Civil War soldiers coming up my driveway. And I'm like, I was there by myself and my dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been going on for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And the history on it, my land is soaked in blood. Yeah. Literally soaked in blood between the Indians and the soldiers and the fighting and the cannon sat right where my house was built. The mm-hmm. fort was right up the road. We got the trussle that's extremely, mm-hmm. extremely bad.
Yeah, if you go to the trussle, do not take a rock home.
There is not.
Yeah. From personal experience, down, do not take a rock home.
What's down there is not human. You know, it's not human. We had investigators down there, and they said what was looking back at them was not human.
Yeah. Is it just feeding off the energy down there?
What happened was, is it formed from the curses on the land.
Oh.
When the Indians were thrown off the land, of course, they cursed the land.
Well, yeah.
The elementals said, okay, it's on.
Yeah.
And they don't let people live in peace down there.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down there, you touch nothing, you disturb nothing, and please don't put anything in your pocket and take it home.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. even one little stone, she found out.
Let's just say I ended up calling Carolyn at like, what was it, like 10, 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like, Carolyn, can you do a clearing on me right now? There's like a party going on in my kitchen, and I'm scared to leave my bedroom. So
I warned her.
I found my first hagstone. I was so excited. I took it home. I still have it.
Girl.
I have no issues with it now, but Carolyn had to do a little clearing, and I saged it, and everything's fine now.
I'm actually curious about Green Mountain history, because I have the Green Mountain Trail behind my house, mm-hmm. but I can't touch the rocks up there on the trail.
Mm-hmm. I can't There's a lot of things going on with Green Mountain. I've had a couple of my customers tell me that they're having bad experiences in Green Mountain.
Where is that at?
I don't know if somebody's up there doing hexes or curses or some type of dark magic up there.
Did we have an experience up there, too, when we took the dogs?
I think I've talked to... Of course, we did have an experience, yeah. Because we went up to the that little cabin house.
Yeah, it was the cabin.
It was a cabin house.
Yeah, we heard people walking around in the cabin.
But the trail behind my house, I remember I was, like, picking up a stone... Because everything seemed fine. And then all of a sudden, my skin just puffed up red and it was burning. And I was like, understood. I dropped it and
seems
I went
like
home.
You have a really hard time with earth materials.
Ironically, yeah. I'm an earth sign.
Yeah. Wow. We need to do some research on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've had a lot of customers talk about bad energies and like just negative feelings that whenever they go to Green Mountain. I don't know what's going on.
I saw some
lost
shoes and a bloody shirt up there last time I went up to the trail behind my house. Yeah, I thought I told you that, but
no.
I was like, oh,
Well, then there was the man that was whistling that mm-hmm. night that we were on the phone. She mm-hmm. thought it was her brother, and her brother was inside sleeping.
Yeah. She had to actually call me down from a panic attack.
Yeah, because it was that bad.
So I was outside. And I was looking at the sky. I like to look at the constellations, have a perfect view of the constellations from my house. And I was on the phone with Sam, and I hear whistling. And usually my brother comes home late, which is why I thought it could be him. But then I thought, wait, he was home before me. I saw him walk into his room before I came out here. And so I just keep hearing these footsteps and these whistles get closer and closer. I was like, shut the door, locked it, went inside. I was like, Sam, freaking out right now. Like, and I could feel it border my house. Like, I could feel, like, because we had the blinds closed, but I could feel, like, through that one gap, like, an eye looking at me. And I was just, like...
You didn't tell me that.
Ooh. I couldn't, because at that point, I was full-blown, like, I'm freaking out, man.
That's why I like curtains over blinds. Because blinds, you can still look through pupils.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was so... That was that. But that leads into other stuff.
Right. Which we can get into. I mean, go ahead and start talking about it.
Where do you want to start with that?
Ooh, yeah, it's a long...
That's a lot to unpack there.
So, obviously, to protect people that are involved, because it's not just us that's involved in it. It's, like, some of our friends as well. We won't use names or anything like that. We'll just be very general, because we don't want to feed any energy into what that was going on. And plus, we've taken care of it. So, I think the big one... we forgot somebody, unfortunately. We're like, dang it, we forgot something. And then we're like, ah, this person!
There's one other person.
Because pretty much, like, between me and her, we took care of everybody that was being affected, including ourselves. So, we have a mutual person that we know recently that has gotten into the spirituality stuff. We both never really... liked this particular person. Not good energy, not good vibes, but pre any kind of spirituality. But I think it started with me, I would say, and then it went to you. So for me, I had just been feeling really down and just sad, and I hadn't done really anything other than my basic protection that I do, that I used to do for like my room and stuff when I was in my home. I have my little protection like bag that I keep at my house. And that was pretty much it. I didn't do my sigils that I do, cause I make personalized sigils that I like burn, cause I love to burn things, and then we'll go and trace them over windows and doors and things like that. And that tends to keep things out, but I hadn't done that with my apartment. And so I was feeling like super, super down, just like depressed and just, I don't know. It was weird. It was very weird. And like, even Hannah can attest that it kind of came out of nowhere. And it lasted for a couple weeks.
Way ahead of schedule.
way ahead of schedule. Seasonal depression had not come yet. But eventually I think it went to me first and I was having trouble, but nothing was like messing with me. It just, I felt down. And then Hannah, because her place is such a hot spot, had the incident with the whistling man. And then I think a week after that, I call her up and I'm like, hey, I feel like somebody's trying to attack me. Like, I don't know how or why I feel this way, but I really feel like someone's trying to mess with me. And so, we're talking and I'm putting away dishes and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go talk to my deity. And so the moment I walk into my room, my head is busting. Like, I knew instantly, because I'd had something like this happen before, that something was blocking me from talking to my deity.
And if you remember when an angel tried to talk to me when you were having your mental breakdown before this, I was like, hold on, someone's interfering.
Yes, and there was, we had a conversation where Hannah heard something said something to her. Like, that was really dark and not true at all. Like, told her somebody was dead that we knew. Like, this person's dead.
No, I just looked at this person's Instagram story. They're alive. Okay.
Yeah. So just really, really dark. And it kind of centralized around a mutual friend of ours who this person also does not like. So the person that's into the spirituality and stuff also does not like this mutual friend of ours. So... I go into my room. I can't talk to my deity, but my angel is able to talk to me. So my guardian angel that's with me always is able to talk to me. So I knew we were good, but I knew something was blocking me from my deity, because my deity was definitely like trying to break through and be like, hey, I need to talk to you. Something's going on. And so I do what I always do. And I call in Archangel Michael. And at some point Raphael pops in. So we don't know what he was doing. I think he was there for the clearing part of it. But I'm sitting there and I have the phone on me and I have my pendulum in my hand because I like to see it go, because I ask them to like stop it whenever they're done so we can move on to the next step. It's kind of like a marker for stuff. But I'm sitting there and I'm clearing it, and we're asking Michael questions like, hey, what is this pertaining to? Like, what do I need to focus on? And so I don't remember if it was you or me that said the name of the person.
It was you.
It was me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I say the name of the person and Hannah just instantly is like, yeah, like that's what's happening. And so the fly. I saw something come across and like we've been talking about too many spirit things. Yeah. I'm jumping. But so we immediately go like, oh, it's that person. And so, you know, I'm getting the feeling like there's been a hex. And then there was an additional person whose energy was kind of able to, unrelated, but whose energy was kind of able to penetrate, so to speak, because of what happened with the other person. And so we did figure out that there was potentially, according to the angels, a hex that was placed on our mutual friend that leaked into our lives because we know him. Hmm. Hmm. And so as I was doing the clearing, we cleared out any kind of energy from whatever, you know, she did. And then any kind of negative energy from this additional person who was coming through. And so as I'm doing that, I have the mental image of my friend, like our friend sitting there. And then I just see black walls go up around him, like protecting him. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't see him anymore. And he was blocked off and protected, was the vibe that I got. That Michael had put that barrier around him so that nothing that was happening would affect him anymore. And so as we're talking, the thing is going like crazy, like big circles. Like I think it was fully stretched out. The chain was fully stretched out, just going.
Ooh, the pendulum helicopter.
Yeah. Yes, it was a pendulum helicopter. Yeah. And so as we're talking, it's doing that and it would stop and do like really big nose if it picked up on anything negative and then would eventually go around and start going positive against once it was cleared out. But the crazy thing, we're talking about what happened with the pendulums and you guys, the crazy part was when I asked them and thanked them for their time and asked them to leave, it stopped dead. Went from going completely helicopter to just stopped.
Wow.
When they left, it was instant. And Hannah saw it. So it wasn't just.
Because usually it just slows down and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was instantaneous. Like they were just like, okay, bye. We did our job. Peace out.
Yeah.
So that's my piece of it. And eventually we just kind of decided that we needed to do more. And so a full moon was coming up, I think, around that point. So we were just going to use that to.
The new moon. Yeah. The new moon came up.
Yeah. So it was the most recent new moon. Happened. And so I did a clearing with a besom, which was crazy because the moment that I cleared everything out and kicked it out the door, I mean, I was literally taking that broom and like beating whatever it was, just like, get out of my apartment. Like, I do not want you here. And it's still hanging by my door to this day, but my back door is locked because I think it was Peggy over at Ella Botanica. I saw her the night that I was doing the clearing and she was like, you need to seal your back door off.
Yeah.
She said, because they'll come through the back door.
Yeah, they'll come at any opening. Any opening that you have. Okay. Sorry, just saw something moving upstairs. Yeah, anytime you have anything that's not warded off properly or sealed properly, they will find that opening. Mm-hmm. So
100%. Yeah. So that's
why they always say whenever you're doing like a cleansing stuff, go in a circular motion, make sure you get everything.
Yeah. I went from the furthest corner, left-hand corner of my house and started and immediately went around and sealed off all windows and entrances.
There you go.
So that was my part. My part was not exciting. It wasn't really that fun. I mean, the dogs like were looking around and were like, what the crap is going on? Pretty much that
poor Roscoe. Like, what the heck?
I know.
Oh, Molly, what are you doing?
That's a cute story, but side note, the animals can talk to angels and angels can talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
Like 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I've been like, hey, can you tell him to stop, like, doing this? And he will literally, like, look into a corner where I kind of, like, know where an angel is at. And he'll look at them like it's speaking to him. And then just kind of, like, readjust and, like, you know, stop doing whatever he's doing. Which is really funny. But
God, Roscoe.
Gotta love Roscoe.
Mm-hmm. Roscoe's my puppy. I don't think I've ever mentioned his name on here, but that's my puppy. One of my puppies.
Well, you'll have to use the angels to train them.
I mean, I've already done that before. I'm like, can you just like get them to stop doing whatever, like to speak to them and just say, hey, like stop that.
Yeah,
it works. Works some of the time. But talking about what your piece of it was far more interesting.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't think I said about the image that I got of our friend that you saw the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw the same thing. So while this was all happening, me and her saw the same image of the blockage.
Didn't mention it to each other until after everything happened. And I was like, I had this mental image of these black walls going up. She's going like, oh, my God, I did too.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. So my part in it was while she was doing all the cleansing, you know, lovely, nice things, I decided to become karma, reincarnate, and return to cinder, essentially. And that was really fun. I got to call upon the watchtowers, which for my first time.
I had the watchtowers too when I did the cleansing.
And I did it outside at night. This was the one night I was like, I'm getting over my fear. I did it outside because I felt like, considering how bad it was affecting me and Sam, just from getting like an ounce of it, like I didn't want to return all that energy back in my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is smart, yeah, because you wanted to be disconnected.
I wanted to disconnect from my house, disconnect from me. This is going just straight back where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
So Morgan pops up. My deity, she's like, specifically Anu, who, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's one of the three faces of Morgan, most unhinged one. She was like, you want some help? And I was like, yeah. And her energy definitely filled me because Sam was like, you are too happy about this right now.
She's just ecstatic, like, ha, ha, ha.
Like, laughing. So I did a little, thing.
Yes.
Had it outside as I called upon the watchtowers, like the elementals, like the elements started going crazy, the wind, and I was like,
for me, I had the same problem. Like, remember when I told you I called upon the element of fire, the watchtower for fire, and like all of a sudden I just get hot.
Yeah,
I mean it was crazy.
Specifically wind for me, which makes sense because I'm sending it back to someone. Yeah. But like the trees just went like full blown just round me. So I'm doing this. I'm not going to say much of what I did. It's pretty standard. The interesting thing about it, and I've always had this weird relationship with flames, because there's a candle in every hex, there's always a candle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not an arson, like my friend
like,
over here.
She's not like, not like Sam.
No.
Yeah. But
probably like, would have been a bad thing if I had done it.
Flame has always been a way of communication between me and the spirit realm, along with cards, and smoke would always follow my commands. Don't know why. It's fun to do. It's a little party trick. And I remember as it's going on and I'm sitting there, I hear a voice, I believe the Morgan, being like, this is pretty strong. And I just go, like, instantly, like, let that be stronger. And then the flame just heightens. And then it all goes silent and it goes out. And I was like, all right, cool. And I buried it and I went on with my day.
Yeah. And then we did the reading with my deity after everything ended. And woo, she had some tea.
Your deity was so happy about everything happening.
Yeah. She was ecstatic to tell me all the stuff that was going on in behind the scenes. Like, this is who sent it. This is what's going on. This person's about to get their comeuppance. Don't worry about this. This is happening. This person has no idea what's going on. I mean, it was interesting. It was probably the craziest like spiritual experience me and her have ever had.
Oh wow,
it was wild.
I had
the adventures
fun.
Of Hannah.
Yeah,
I had fun.
You had a good time.
Great time.
Y'all need to write a book. I swear, with all these stories y'all have, the chronicles of Sam and Hannah.
I mean, this is my book essentially.
That's true.
Yeah.
I can definitely see it, yeah. That fly is loving everybody.
It's driving us nuts.
Yeah. All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight for our special Yule episode. We have the silly giggles. We're slowly losing
Happy
it.
Happy Yule!
Happy Yule!
Yuletide blessings.
God bless us, everyone.
If yeah, Jesus herself, can you bless us? All right, thank you.
I feel blessed. Do you feel the blessings in this room right now?
I feel blessed. I'm definitely blessed. On a serious note, I'm blessed to know all y'all. You've all brought such a light to me and Hannah's lives, and we really appreciate you more than we probably could ever really say.
I blame Carolyn.
Yeah, I also blame Carolyn.
Okay.
If the listeners want to find you guys somewhere on social media or wherever, if you have any, where can they find you at?
I am. You can find me on Instagram at angelicLightEnergies.com and Facebook, angelicLightEnergies. And then if you want to email me, it's angelicLightEnergies.
We have the silly giggles. We've been at this
Carolyn,
for a while.
Carolyn, quit looking at Lisa. Just stop looking at Lisa. See, this is why I should not have moved. I was sitting directly across from Carolyn, and she was constantly making eye contact with me, and she was perfectly fine. Now Lisa's across from her, and she can't stop giggling.
Do you want me to start over?
No, don't. This is perfect. Right. This is your entertainment.
All right. Good pause.
Carolyn's crying now.
If you would like to email me, you can email me at angelicLightEnergies@yahoo.com.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
I looked away.
She's crying.
And just for everybody's sanity check, I will link everything down in the description. So if you didn't understand any of that, it will be down in the episode description below.
And then for Hippie Butterfly, for Lisa, you can find her on Facebook. And then Practical Magic AL.
And behind the register.
And behind the register. You can find Lisa behind the register at the cabin at the Hippie Butterfly /Practical Magic/ Angelic Light Energies. So, and then Practical Magic AL on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Practical Magic AL.com for my website.
Just all the things.
I'm everywhere. You can find my books on Amazon. I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I forgot to say that if you live out of state or anything, I do them by phone, video, phone call, or whatever.
She got you.
You don't have to be in person.
She's got them energies where she can get you over the phone. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All my international listeners. I will say we did the Spotify Wrapped this year for my podcast. I believe we reached 23 countries. So, yeah, 23 countries.
We're overseas.
Yeah.
I can't afford to go overseas, but at least my voice can.
I think the second most popular country that we're listened to is in the United Kingdom.
Woo!
So, third is Ireland.
UK.
Wow. Yay, Ireland. My grandma's from there.
Yeah, maybe your grandma's listening.
Yay.
I'm Irish and German.
Yep. All right.
I'm Scotty.
I was kind of
beam me up.
Yes.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much for participating in this.
Thank you, Sam, for having us. Thank you.
It was our pleasure.
We love you.
I'll be back.
Yeah. I'll be back.
That sounded like a threat.
Yeah, that did sound like a threat. Okay, we need to end this now.
Okay.
All right. So until next time, everyone,
blessed be.
Happy.